Hi guys, you're back to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle, and we're talking about the Bahama Islands. As we've noticed so far, there are many beautiful islands, many waypoints or bars as it may be, and you can spend a long, long time going around and around and see a new island, new place, new bar every time. Gary, I believe there's Great Guanaquil, is that the name of the place? Another great bar.
Great Guanaquil is another great waypoint, or also known as bar to go to. Great Guana is sometimes called the Redneck Island. And, well, I'll let you go there and figure out why. But you can dock there in the main harbor and go into the town dock, walk over to the Atlantic side beach, and they have the widest beach in the Bahamas right there. It's fantastic. And there's a bar and restaurant called Nippers up on this sand dune. It's like 50 feet up in the air. And it has two swimming pools and sometimes live music. It's a fantastic spot to overlook the ocean and the beach and with coconut palms. And I just think it's definitely worth a few stops, including on Sundays for the pig roast that they have there, which sometimes brings like 200 people there. Stephen, you've sailed around there a lot. Why don't you talk about just sailing around there?
Yeah, Guana is it's about, I guess, 8 or 9 miles from Marsh Harbor, and that used to be our first stop. We used to go across. We actually didn't used to go into the actual harbor. We used to go around and anchor on a sandbar off of another waypoint called Grabbers. Grabbers is a competing waypoint to Nippers, and both of them tend to have these signature drinks, which are made with the most potent alcohol one can imagine. If you drink three of those, you're so in the bag, you have difficulty finding your dinghy to get back to your boat. There are moorings and that, you know, so you can pick up mooring balls or you can anchor. The holding's pretty good around there. Very relaxed island, a fun place. But as Gary said, it's pretty. It's not like Hope Town where you have this pretty little island. It's very there's old cars lying around and all the rest of it. They've also got a big development up on the north of the island called Baker's Bay, where a lot of celebrities have bought properties, and it's under development. It used to belong to Disney, and then the Disney cruise ship used to come in there, but they stopped doing that because apparently they discovered it was dangerous. I guess they don't want to be doing what the Italian guy did.
Another don't miss spot, I think, in this area is Sandy Key National Park. It's actually an underwater park. So there's a series of moorings on this reef that you can motor up to and grab a mooring line from the buoy, so you don't even have to throw out your anchor, and go snorkeling or scuba diving there. And the great thing about this reef is that fishing's not permitted here, so there are huge amounts of fish, more than I've ever seen anywhere else sometimes. And, I mean, I've been down there when, you know, the water is so full of fish that it, like, blocks the sunlight out. I mean, it's just amazing how many fish go there. And you see hundreds of different varieties of fish. We sometimes bring crackers and feed them, and that's another way to get them to come up to you and engage with you. So Sandy Key National Park is about, I think it's halfway between Lubbers Quarters and Pete's Pub. So it makes a nice intermediate stopping point to just have a little rest and maybe even have a drink or lunch. Some of the other don't miss places around there would be Green Turtle Key. This is an island that's north of Great Guana, and it's almost as quaint as Hopetown. It used to be a Confederate blockade runner's base back in the Civil War, and the Confederates would go dock their boats there, and the Union ships couldn't capture them because it was foreign territory. And there's a ship called the Adirondack. It's a 300-foot long iron ship that those damn Yankees were chasing the Rebs, and they ran aground on the reef and it sank. And you can go snorkeling there to this day and see this magnificent ship in 100-foot clear visibility water. It's quite a great snorkel or scuba dive. Another place I like to go is Spanish Key, which is a private island, although yachts are welcome, and they have a friendly restaurant there. You can rent a golf cart and tour the island. They have an airstrip there, so if you want to visit it by airplane, you can do that too. There's also a first-class marina and great beaches. You guys are fans of Bimini, and I am too, but what do you, tell us about Bimini.
Well, before I go to Bimini, I just want to tell you about the passage from Guana to Green Turtle. The Sea of Abacos is kind of divided between Guana and Green Turtle. There's a sandbar that comes out from Treasure Key, and it's very shallow. Most of the time, you can't get across there. So what you have to do is you have to pop out from behind Guana and then come around and come in through a passage called Whale Key Passage. And this passage is famous. It's many, many ships have perished trying to get across this bar, because what you have is you have the Atlantic Ocean pushing in, and then suddenly it gets shallow. And if the sea conditions are rough, you get what's called a rage. And a rage creates breaking waves in Whale Rock, in Whale Key Passage, and many, many, many vessels have perished there. And if you're cruising, you will in the morning on the net, you'll always hear people asking what the condition of the seas are between through Whale Key Passage. It's famous. Anyway, Bimini is an island that we really like. It's if you cut straight across from Florida, it's 42 miles from Cape Florida to Bimini, and it is Bimini is it's an Indian name for two islands. And they're also known as the islands in the stream, because they sit right on the edge of the Great Bahama Bank. And they look right out onto the Gulf Stream. Our favorite place in Bimini is the Big Game Fishing Club. The Big Game Fishing Club is a place where a lot of famous people, Hemingway, etc., used to hang out. And it's very friendly. It's got a swimming pool. It's got a great bar. And it's a great island. Another very, very famous bar on Bimini is called the End of the World Bar, and we always make sure we go to the End of the World Bar. The floor is sea sand, and it's owned by a Bahamian, and actually very friendly place. We love going down there and having a few drinks and just shooting the breeze with these folks. There is a very, very interesting place south of Bimini on Gunkie called Honeymoon Harbor, where you can go in and they're wild stingrays. If you take some bait, you actually go into the harbor and you go to the beach and you just go into water about thigh deep, and you take squid or whatever out, and these stingrays basically cost you. And if we've got some video on catamaranguru.com. If you go there, I think it's called Feeding Wild Stingrays, where we actually fed them. And there's footage of them actually climbing on top of you out of the water to try and get at this bait. So it's, you know, Bimini has got some incredible, you know, beautiful water, beautiful fishing, and just, you know, an overall really good place.
There's another island near Bimini that's actually my favorite in that area called Cat Key. And Cat is a private development, but you can go to the marina and clear customs there if you'd like, or use the bar and restaurant in the marina. And if you slip one of the boat boys $10, he'll take you on a tour of the island, and it's really incredible. There's British royalty that live there. There's moguls in business. There's some famous people living there, and it's a development that's really, I think it's incredible. Anyhow, it looks like we're running out of time. If you're interested in more information about the Abacos, there's a publication called The Cruising Guide to Abacos by Steve Dodge, and you might want to invest in it and have a look. It'll definitely whet your appetite for the area. So next week, we're going to be talking about living aboard and falling off of the grid. And we'll be back at the same time, same place. You've been listening to Yachts, the perfect escape vehicle, only on the Overseas Radio Network.